Still Confusing Love with Need, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Commander Faye / Aegon Kolar. This is part one of the Bender AU Ficlets series. I fully expected you to be an earthbender, Faye says, flat, since your personality is like that, sir. It is, Aegon reflects, likely an improvement, given that Faye wouldn't have said anything at all a few months ago. Aegon, taking over the battalion from Krell, managed to change that much, at least. The sir, tacked to the end of whatever bit of insubordination Faye decides to test him on, is always amusing, at least. Earthbenders being stubborn is a vast oversimplification of a large group of people who are all individuals, he says, guiding a thin tendril of metal back into the heat with a gesture. Whatever one's personality is, there is no proof it is linked to the element they control. Faye gives him a flat and deeply unimpressed look from across the makeshift forge, though his gaze doesn't leave the whirling curl of metal for long, flickers back almost immediately. You've met Bly, he says blandly, and then, like he can't stop himself for even a moment longer, you don't bend like he does. Maybe that's the reason for his attention, or maybe it's the secret, vicious joy the clones take in their own bending, their hunger for any information, any new skill they weren't allowed or provided with on Kamino. Faye isn't any type of earthbender, but he's been watching Aegon's bending since the moment they were first deployed together, like Aegon's metal holds secrets that will feed his firebending. Metal can move like water. Moving it like stone seems a waste, Aegon says, and draws the glowing strands back, sweeps them up and back down, reaches for his hammer. When he brings it down, the metal solidifying just before the ringing blow strikes, Faye's breath catches, and the sparks whirl in his dark eyes, a spray of molten light in the darkness. The parts are meant to repair several of the walkers, but there will be pieces left over when Aegon is done, enough to make a pair of vambraces, a few patches for worn places on Faye's armor. He may not accept them, but offering feels right when he's so caught by the act of forging. Hotter if you can manage, Commander, Aegon says, and Faye breathes in, breathes out, and the fire leaps higher. The end.